Hey, yo, everybody. What's going on? Welcome to I Screen, You Screen for Movies. Today is Wednesday, November 30th. Fuck it. It's a raw feed. We're doing it live. My name is Danny Escamalaji. So this episode, another sort of out of nowhere episode. I apologize. And for those that follow my Twitter, you already know what's going on. If you have followed me, follow me if you can. So surprisingly, I thought this trailer would just come around Game Awards because that certain video game is there, but unfortunately, Nintendo decides to say, fuck it, let's just release another damn trailer before the Game Awards, and here it is. So, the Super Mario Bros. Movie trailer has arrived again, and wow, totally out of nowhere, like I said, but other than that, I'm just gonna like get straight into this, don't want to make this awkward, but I'm going to be doing this with two set of my guys of guests who was on my Mario reaction. So, gentlemen, introduce yourself once again.
Hello, I'm Morgan, and I'm joining Mr. Gamewall once again for this, Danny.
And hey, I'm Hyper Mario 24. I'm also joining Danny once again to talk about the second Mario movie trailer.
Nice. Okay, so, guys, literally, is it strange how they just don't put this trailer on right around Game Awards or something, or is it just like the necessary thing to do? Because I just thought it would just arrive exactly at the tying event, just like how they did with Sonic's movie trailer last year. I just thought Game Awards would be the most perfect way to put a second trailer, but I guess not. But was that the right timing?
I think Nintendo wanted to push this out sooner.
Yeah, and I kind of am glad they didn't like wait until Game Awards to show it off. You know, I'd rather they show it off in their own terms and not wait. We have to like watch through other games when we want to see, you know, what we want to see.
Yeah,
kinda
yeah.
Kind of like what they did with Smash Brothers, you know?
Yeah, honestly, I don't know how they're able to fit Sonic movie last year, and I thought they could do the same to Mario, but I guess not. But anyways, so we got a lot of breakdown to do in this topic, so let's go ahead and do this. So real quick, is the second trailer better than the first, you guys? I'll let Morgan talk on that first. So go ahead, man. What do you have to say on the second trailer?
I think I like the second trailer more because they were showing off more stuff. They showed off more characters and a lot more story, a lot more of what was going to happen in the movie. It was just punch after punch. New character, new scene. They had Rainbow Road. They got the Donkey Kong Temple, all those characters, all the voice actors. It was very great.
And Devontae or Hyper Mario, what about you, man?
Yeah, I agree with Morgan. I think the second trailer was amazing. I liked seeing more characters that we're hoping to see in this movie. And like if you could look closely, you could see some other character cameos in the trailer. It's like really hard, but I also like the places, the setting, and yeah, I'm really excited for this movie.
I'm going to be honest, for me, it just punched my heart out. I just was blown away on this trailer than the first, I swear. As much as we got like the first impression of Jack Black's Bowser and the other bad impression of Chris Pratt, I think the second trailer kicked things just right and just show what the movie's really about. So that's what the marketing really needs to get this movie going. So honestly, yeah, the second trailer really is better than the first. I like to go over the references and favorites from the Mario series. Those were just the biggest praise, I have to say. They were all there. We had like what, the Mario Kart reference? Oh my god, I was blown what they just had. And we got the fire, the superpowers, like the Tanuki Mario. I mean, whoa, I could just ramble on and say the least, but they just got great things shown in the trailer. That's like the right way to have the source material. So, Devontae, I'll let you go first on your thoughts on everything they have in the trailer. What do you think of what they've shown?
Well, they showed a lot of promises, honestly. Like, I like how Mario was going through like obstacle courses that are floating. I mean, in most Mario games, he does go through obstacles that are floating, which kind of makes sense. It's just weird to see it in a movie like this, but it's super cool. I enjoy it. I also like, again, I like the settings. I liked, we saw a lot more of Bowser's army too. I saw some Shy Guys, some Piranha Plants, and the big Chungus turtles in the tribe. That was cool. We saw Bowser's castle, and Peach looks cool, good too. I like how in the end of the trailer they showed the Mario Kart too with all the Donkey Kong tribe. That's what people are calling it, Donkey Kong tribe.
Wait, those were Donkey Kong tribes in that? What? Oh my god, I thought there were toads driving them. What?
No, they were Kongs, man. Well, some
are
of them...
you kidding me? Oh my god. Okay, thanks for the pointer, man. I just missed that. I don't know how I missed that.
Well, I think I saw Toad driving one car. I'm not sure if there were other Toads, but most of them I saw were Kongs, so yeah.
Yeah, Toad was driving a monster truck. You can see Funky Kong driving one of the carts, and you can also find Twanky Kong from Donkey Kong Country 3, Diddy Kong, and Dixie Kong.
God, I just missed it. I'm going to have to look it back at the trailer after this recording, but thank you so much, gentlemen, for talking about that. I just don't know how I missed it. I never thought this was true, but thanks. And I'm not being sarcastic, so don't worry. I'm just, like, surprised. So I can't wait to see what they got.
Those scenes flash by so fast.
Cool. Seriously. Yeah, I mean, the references and source materials were promising in the trailers. That's a great way to show it off, to make it prove as a real Mario movie. Just other than the 1991 movie, which we won't talk about that, but I thought I liked it anyways. But I'd like to go on to the performances. One particularly, I just fonded her already in love, I swear. I don't know what I'm telling you guys, but I'm just already fonded of Anna Taylor-Joy as Peach. So, Morgan, I'll let you go on first on her impression. What do you think of her?
Anya Taylor-Joy is a very good Peach, especially with the also decision to make Peach more of a badass, if you say. make her like the Mario RPG games or the Super Mario Adventures comic. It's a great fit for both of them.
Totally. Devontae, what about you?
I agree with Morgan, man. I like this version of Peach. You know, she doesn't seem like she's going to be a damsel in distress in this movie. I am wondering if she is going to get kidnapped, if they're going to reference that, you know, with the way they were showing off Peach. But so far, I am digging her. I love her. I like her voice. Her voice is good. I like how she's representing this trailer. And yeah, I think she's going to be great.
Let me be honest. So if you guys never watch other of her movies, or at least the series I can recommend is The Queen Gambit, she doesn't sound truly what she sounds as Peach. She sounded super different. But if you can listen closely to her tone, I think she totally sounds super familiar if you ever pay attention. It's the big part of how she completely nailed this Peach, and there's no other actress I can think of. And she's one of those rising star actresses that is already getting the attention already. After The Queen Gambit, and there's other films as well, other of her projects, I can't think of one she was notably well done in, but I can save the Super Mario movie as Peach. She's notably well known as of right now, but totally she's getting up that she's getting the upper hand of the role performance, so I like that.
Yeah, and there's another thing too. I heard a lot of people didn't like this direction that they took with Peach. I heard that some people had some issues about it, but I gotta say, it's like, I mean, she's done this before in other games. I mean, like, have you played Strikers?
I forgot. I was listening to an interview once of Anya Taylor-Joy from her movie The Last Soho, right? The Last Night in Soho movie. She talked about being in the movie, right? And yeah, what she did to understand the role is to play the games. She definitely did. And it's not a joke. It is not a joke. She actually played the games. No one didn't want to interrupt her. She's playing. She's busy. She was understanding how Princess Peach works. So I have to say, she was ready. That's why she nailed it so great. So yeah, she was ready for that, guys.
Peach's best roles in the video games are the ones where she's not the damsel in distress, like Super Mario 3D World, Super Paper Mario, Mario & Luigi Paper Jam, all of those, Super Mario RPG as well. It's all of her best appearances, and the movie's going for that too.
Yeah, I was agreeing with Morgan. I agree, and I think, like, I really like this direction. I don't know what why other people think this is a bad thing. I think it's great.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing too. I was gonna say she hasn't mentioned what specific Mario games, but she definitely played the games to be ready. I don't know how long ago, but definitely she's on the right track. She's just ready. I don't think I'm gonna criticize her before in the real movie, but she's ready. I got nothing to complain on her, so she's done a good job. So let's go on to the other attraction people wanted to see. So we got to see Donkey Kong, finally. Unfortunately, I don't think I haven't heard him talk, but I'm pretty sure we will get to hear his voice. But we're going to like mostly touch base on the design. I thought the design looks kind of okay. I think they were just trying to go for the retro-y style Donkey Kong version, so I don't see why not. But either way, we still got to see how he looks, and actually, this looks pretty cool. So, Devontae, what do you think of Donkey Kong's design in the movie?
Not much to say. I think it's okay, too. I don't hate it. I'm not too fascinated with it, but it looks like Donkey Kong, so that's what matters. I especially love that, you know, as soon as Mario's about to punch him, Donkey Kong just grabs his face, just slaps the ever-living crud out of him.
Morgan, what about you?
I like Donkey Kong's design. It's a perfect mix of his arcade design and the Donkey Kong Country design that Rare did back in the day.
So the way he was beating down Mario in the trailer, wasn't that some people reference his down B in Smash Brothers where he just slams the ground? Isn't that kind of move he was doing, just to clarify?
Yeah, he was kind of doing the hand slap.
That was funny. That looks funny. I swear. It was pretty funny.
Just slapping Mario.
I know he was going through some training, so that's why. And oh yeah, we got to see Cranky Kong, but we didn't hear him talk. But he was next to Peach and Toad, so we won't get to hear him or something until whatever marketing they pop up with Fred Armisen as Cranky. But we'll see.
I will say the man is doing good for his age.
He's definitely got his work out for him. He's a king. You could say he's King Kong, if you will.
Yeah. that's
right. Totally. Nintendo being sly with these.
Okay, so I want to leave that last thing we're going to talk about. So just to ask a real tough question. Well, not tough, but simple question. Have we seen anything impressive of Chris Pratt? Morgan, I'll let you go first.
Chris Pratt, I still believe, is the weakest of all the voice members they cast. I think he's even weaker than the alternate Toad voice we heard, where they say they are adorable. But I'm kind of warming up to his performance. He's actually putting effort. And there's also a couple scenes where he's he's learning to be Mario, like the Let's-A-Go and the Wahoo he does at the end as well. But I still think it's the weakest overall out of all the voice actors they've got.
Devontae?
Yeah, I'm kind of mixed with his voice acting as well. Some parts of his voice I heard in the trailer were okay, but there were most parts where I think he was pretty weak. Like, there's the one part where he got shot by a bullet bill, and that scream where he goes, I don't know, it just didn't feel like there was much energy to it. And, what's another part I didn't? I'm trying to remember. I think it was like the ending too, where his Wahoo just seemed a little weak too. Because I knew I wanted to be saying this, but I've seen like comparison videos where based on in other countries where the Mario movie is showing off, and they sound a whole lot better than Chris Pratt's voice, and they sound a lot more energetic. And Chris Pratt he just sounds like he's not putting his best foot forward when it comes to voicing Mario. Sounds really weak to me, but again, maybe I'll warm up to it once the movie comes out, but so far it's just it's okay. It's not the worst voice acting, but it could be a lot better.
I agree right now. So he's definitely like his own voicing for the first appearance of his Lego movie, so that's where he's at right now, right? So, you know, we got to see what he sounds like from his own voicing, and then and to other movies in Guardians of the Galaxy, Jurassic World. I mean, we've seen his performances, what we can saw, how he's impersonating, and now voicing Mario. Yes, nothing has changed, right? He is getting a little close, though, to how he can be Mario, but we will see once we watch it. But other than that, yeah, he's definitely the weakest in the marketing aspect right now. But I don't know if kids would really care how he sounds like as Mario, but we'll have to see either way, but Yeah.
Again, I have no hate towards the guy. I just don't think he's a good fit for Mario, honestly.
Oh, me too. Me too. I don't hate that guy. I think he was just great in other stuff than just Mario, but we'll see. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen down forward. So, okay. Not too much, but is there any other voice opinions we got to listen? Like, is there any of you guys have like anything to say? Okay, so we got to see Bowser talk a little more. We got to see Luigi by Charlie Day. I'm sorry. Oh my god, fuck, it's raw feed. Yeah. What do you guys have to say on anything else to this trailer, and especially the other voices too?
Oh, I love Charlie Day as Luigi.
I agree.
He's killing it. He's killing it with it too.
I thought he killed it. Yes. Yeah. Devontae, what about you?
Yeah, I agree too. Charlie Day is Luigi. This is the first time we're hearing his voice too. And yeah, I think it's great. It sounded a little bit off to me at first, I'm not going to lie. But, you know, the more I rewatch the trailer, I'm starting to like his voice a lot more. I think
Luigi. What I like about this right now for Charlie Day is totally the personality of what Luigi's like in the game. So you'll see Luigi, how he's like nervous, scared or something. I mean, we got to see him run away from Dry Bones. He looks scared to me. And then now in front of Bowser, he looks scared even more. I think what they did a good job is capturing the personality. So with Charlie Day as Luigi, I think he's on the right track.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I was just finished, but go ahead.
I'm just going, let me go back on our last topic really quick about Chris Pratt's voice. That one scene, not the bullet bill scene, but there was another scene where Mario was getting kissed by a Cheep Cheep. That part right there, I meant to say, he didn't sound too like scared or like he just said, get off. It's just yeah, that part too. That part I didn't like. It just didn't sound energetic, or he didn't even sound too, you know, Mario or scared that a fish is eating his face.
It's the personality of what they changed with Mario and Luigi. So, yeah, they're both brothers, and they both were plumbers. Now they're both separated. So, yeah, I think the personality was different with each other. That's for sure.
It seems very clear that the plot of this movie is both Mario learning to be Mario and Chris Pratt's trying to be Mario.
Oh, yeah. And this is the Brooklyn accent we're going to be hearing all movie, so otherwise. So, I like to see that change for sure. If that can happen, it'd be great. I think if they just at least simmer down the more surprise of Mario, I think audiences will be blown away to see what he becomes at the end of the day. So I think it'll totally be something. We'll just have to wait and see.
Like, I still think the movie's going to be great. I just think Chris Pratt's going to be like the weakest voice actor in the whole movie. That's just what I think.
No worries. Anything on Jack Black? Also, guys, we got to hear him talk, of course. And, yeah, I think he's still doing great what he's doing. Totally was nailing it. That's all I got to say.
Still the best pick for this movie.
Yeah, Jack Black's awesome. I love his voice.
It will probably go to Oscars for best anime movie, so we'll see. I think it would totally do that. That's for sure. I can't wait, if that's possible. But we'll have to see. Yeah, this is perfect.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I have no doubt that this movie is going to be great. I have no doubt.
Okay then. Is there anything else from the trailer that we should point out, reference, or anything Easter eggy or something we can just reference, or are we all good here?
Nope, I think that's it from me.
Well, there is one thing I want to mention. I wonder where that rainbow road they're riding on is going to take them. Maybe to another kingdom or straight to Bowser's castle. And that's another thing. In the trailer, they showed a bunch of kingdoms. I'm wondering if Mario and his friends are going to travel to those kingdoms for some reason to maybe help out Bowser's invasion. I don't know. I just noticed that huge map, and there are these all other places. It's just like,
we know which island is which. There's the Mushroom Kingdom, Yoshi's Island, a desert, which I'm assuming is going to be Sarasaland from Super Mario Land, Bowser's Kingdom, and then there's another Bowser Kingdom, but that's just the kingdom, the Penguin Kingdom taken over.
Ooh, that's another thing. Yoshi's. We didn't see
Yoshi's in here. We'll probably get to see him in a sequel if possible. And Hyper, I think we're gonna wait on your Rosalina fanatic character appearance. And yeah, look, I want Wario to happen too, but I'm just going to keep it down and just wait to see what happens. So we're not going to just expect too much. But it's taken step by step. So we'll see what goes depending on the success.
Yeah, I heard the galaxy references, but I honestly think Wario would make an appearance first before Rosalina, just because, you know, it makes sense. Chronologically, Wario debuted first before Rosalina. But because, you know, how Donkey Kong's in this movie because he and Donkey Kong kind of debuted together. So they're kind of bringing all the characters that debuted the series. So I have a feeling they're going to bring us some characters in chronological order just to make more sense. I don't know. That's just how I think.
Oh, if Mario, Donkey Kong, Luigi, and Peach all appear first, then the next decade, Wario's next. So I feel like that's going to come next. But as much as I want to discuss who can voice Wario, we're going to leave that topic off until some other episode. But we will see. There's a lot to discuss what's going to be next if success. But yeah, I guess that's going to be it, gentlemen. Morgan, Devontae, or Hyper Mario 24, thank you guys once again being on my episode. And of course, anything Mario related, we'll definitely get back to this, because I just to let all the listeners know, I'm going to be on this episode, on this movie, all podcast, just like the other movie I was on, like Top Gun. I'm going to be all over this movie until it's released. So please expect more Mario movie reactions or anything going forward, especially the trailer. But just to point a question out, when do you guys think they're going to release the final trailer? I'm just going to assume right around March before release. What about you guys?
I think the movie's coming out earlier in certain regions, so I think I'm predicting a February trailer.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Okay.
February to March.
The way they can promote this is the Super Bowl. That can be a great thing to promote for. So that, I think they got a lot of time on that, but we'll see what happens. But
yeah, I think somewhere around February or March. Those would be two good months to do it. Since it is coming out in April, so it's not too far off.
All right. That's perfect. All right, guys. To all the listeners, thank you for those that made it to the end of this episode. I know it's a kind of nerdy kind of ish, but let me tell you, I'm a gamer. So is my buddies and guests. So yeah, please expect me to be nerdy sometimes in the future episodes of iScreen, You Screen for Movies, but you know the deal is. So before we go, Devontae, where can they find you or find your content, if anything, if they want to follow you?
Well, like last time, you can always find me on my YouTube channel, my Twitter account at HyperMario24. And I also have an Instagram where it's just HyperMario24, where I just post random pictures I feel like. But yeah, you can mostly find me on my YouTube. I'm mostly active there and Instagram. I'm getting back on Twitter just now, so it's taking me a bit. But you can follow me there if you're interested.
All right. And Morgan, what about you? Where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Morgan_Koopa. And I currently do not have any other social medias I actively use, but if I do something on another site, then you can see on the Twitter when I do it.
And I will leave those descriptions to all these platforms in case the names are hard to find. But other than that, it'll be easier once I leave them in the description episode notes. But yeah. Anyways, gentlemen, thank you for being on my show, and it's been a pleasure.
And thank you for having me.
A pleasure as always, Danny.
Alrighty, guys. So that was the second trailer reaction to the Super Mario Brothers movie. I'm already filled with huge wow factoring expectations already filled in my heart. I cannot wait for this movie to come around. And like I said, I'm going to be all over this movie until release. So for those that made it all the way to the end of this episode, thank you all for listening. And for those that want to really keep up with me, share your thoughts to the Super Mario movie and any anticipation behind it, go ahead and email me at dscomology@gmail.com. And if you want to stay tuned and stay updated on what I got in mind, especially this episode that I really did this out of nowhere, but for those that really wanted to get to find out what I'm doing and such, follow me at Twitter at @IScreenYouScreenForMovies. Of course, I have my Instagram and TikTok. They will all be in the episode notes description as well. And if anything you'd like to share or add, go ahead and email me at dscomology@gmail.com. And I think I've done it for now. I don't think there isn't anything left to say, except for till next time, I'll be screaming you all at I Scream, You Scream, or Movie.